Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. Do you find yourself frequently experiencing worry, anxiety, fear, or depression? Do you struggle with managing your temper? While traditional therapy often delves into childhood experiences for insight, an alternative approach known as Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, offers a more direct solution. CBT operates on the premise that our thoughts shape our emotions. If your friend Joe fails to call you, your interpretation might lead to feelings of rejection or anxiety. However, by changing your thought patterns, such as assuming Joe will call later, you can alter your emotional response. This highlights CBT's core belief: by adjusting your thoughts, you can transform your feelings. Events themselves lack inherent emotions. For example, when attempting to start your car and the engine fails to turn over, your initial interpretation might be, "Uh-oh, there's an issue with the battery. This could make me late and cause significant trouble." This interpretation could evoke feelings of anxiety or mild depression. However, consider a more positive interpretation. "I can't make it to work right now, so I might as well relax until the tow truck arrives. I'll notify the office and take the opportunity to delve into my new book." Although you might feel slightly annoyed, you're content with utilizing your time productively. The takeaway here is that by managing your thoughts, you can experience improved emotional well-being. Automatic thoughts in cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Numerous thoughts, including detrimental ones, occur automatically without deliberate processing. They arise instantaneously and often appear valid despite their inaccuracies. Sometimes, these thoughts manifest in brief, condensed forms such as horrible, stupid, or disgusting. These automatic thoughts can exacerbate already challenging situations, leading to conclusions like, "My head hurts, I must have brain cancer." Moreover, one automatic thought can trigger a cascade of similar thoughts, as seen in the example, "Myrna didn't smile at me, she must hate me, and so does everyone else." Interestingly, the inner dialogue we have with ourselves differs from how we communicate with others. While we might tell a friend, "I feel down because I lost my job," internally, we might harshly criticize ourselves, even entertaining harmful thoughts like suicide. Automatic thoughts commonly revolve around themes of anger, anxiety, and sadness. Fortunately, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, offers tools to restructure these automatic thought patterns, promoting healthier mental processes. The Thought Journal. To reduce the impact of harmful automatic thoughts, you must first identify them. Since these thoughts occur rapidly, they're difficult to catch. However, they often coincide with negative emotions. Therefore, try to recognize the thoughts that precede or accompany painful feelings. These thoughts are often expressed briefly, so expand upon them for better understanding. Angry might mean, "I am ready to blow up," while crazy might signify, "I don't think I can maintain my equilibrium." Keep a thought journal to record these thoughts. Create three columns on a page, one for the triggering situation, another for your emotions rated from 0 to 100, such as angry to 95, and a third for the automatic thoughts associated with those emotions. Record your thoughts and feelings in this way for a week. To effectively combat automatic thoughts, it's crucial to learn to challenge and analyze them. Evaluate their soundness, logic, and sensibility while also noting their occurrence. Be vigilant for 8 common types of distorted or limited thinking and take steps to counteract these ideas with balancing or alternative thoughts. 1. Filtering. Viewing everything through a single filter, such as interpreting all aspects of life as a loss when depressed. Counteract by shifting focus to recognize both positive and negative aspects. 2. Polarized thinking. Seeing situations in extremes of black or white, good or bad. Instead, consider shades of gray and percentages to promote a more balanced perspective. 3. Overgeneralization. Projecting from a specific instance to a general belief, like avoiding all redheads after one bad date. Challenge this by examining evidence and avoiding broad conclusions. 4. Mind reading. Assuming an understanding of others' motives, such as believing a friend dislikes you for not inviting you to a party. Resist jumping to conclusions without concrete evidence. 5. Catastrophizing. Magnifying small issues into major disasters leads to irrational fears. Instead, approach problems logically and assess their true significance. 6. Magnifying and minimizing. Exaggerating the importance of negative events while downplaying positive ones. Encourage yourself by affirming your ability to cope and acknowledging the positives. 7. Personalization. Comparing yourself excessively to others or assuming events revolve around you. Remind yourself of the inherent subjectivity in comparisons and avoid making everything about yourself. 8. Scholds. Imposing rigid rules and expectations on yourself and others. Recognize that values are personal and subjective, and not everyone will share the same perspective. Enhance thought journal with limited thinking patterns. To improve your thought journal, add 3 new columns. In the first, identify the type of limited thinking pattern you're experiencing. Then, note down your balancing or alternative thoughts, followed by re-rating your feelings on a scale of 0 to 100. Alongside the existing categories, fill in data for these new columns when recording information. For example, if your initial entry was angry to 95, your new notation might indicate that your limited thinking pattern was magnifying. The balancing thought could be, if I work extra hours, I'll receive more pay, resulting in a re-rating of your feelings, perhaps lowered to 45. Use these categories to document your thoughts and feelings for another week. Compare the re-rate column to your original feelings. Balancing your thinking can lead to improved emotions, suggesting actions to enhance the situation. For instance, rather than working through lunch, consider arriving at work a little earlier during peak periods. Hot thoughts. Another approach to managing negative emotions involves modifying your hot thoughts, which are the automatic reactions that distress you the most. Utilizing your journal, replace the limited thinking pattern column with the evidence for and evidence against columns. In these columns, list all the information supporting your automatic thoughts, countered by evidence that does not align with them. For instance, consider Tom, a salesman, who records, situation, my sales are down for December. Feelings, depressed to 80. Automatic thoughts, I am a terrible salesman. My clients hate me. Evidence for, only $12,000 in December sales. ABC Corporation stopped buying. Evidence against, December is typically a slow month. ABC's management is changing. Balancing or alternative thoughts. I have had a successful 20-year career in sales. Sales tend to fluctuate, and December is historically slow. Additionally, my colleagues are also experiencing a decline in sales. I will focus on building rapport with the new contacts at ABC. Re-rated feelings, 35. To reinforce alternative thoughts, consider writing them on index cards for review during moments of distress. Additionally, devise an action plan to address or improve the factors identified in the evidence against column. Worry. Excessive worrying can lead to fatigue, restlessness, and irritability. To alleviate these symptoms, it's important to learn relaxation techniques. Practice deep breathing, focusing on slow and rhythmic inhalations and exhalations. Repeat phrases like breathe in and relax with each breath to cue your body to relax. Visualize a peaceful setting to enhance relaxation. Once relaxed, conduct a risk assessment of your worries. Consider their likelihood and whether their outcomes are as dire as you imagine. Worriers often exaggerate their concerns. By reassessing with a clearer perspective, you can manage worries more effectively. Identify legitimate worries, rank them, and visualize worst-case scenarios. Rate your anxiety level on a 0 to 100 scale, then envision better outcomes and reassess your anxiety levels. Confront worries directly by describing them, assessing their impact, and setting goals to solve them. Develop alternative strategies and implement the best one. Evaluate its effectiveness after 5 weeks and try another if necessary. Depression. When experiencing depression, initiating new tasks can be challenging. It's akin to feeling trapped in quicksand, leading to a sense of being stuck. This sets off a harmful cycle. Immobilization due to depression intensifies feelings of depression and, in turn, worsens immobilization. How can one break free from this pattern? By increasing activity levels through activity scheduling. Develop a weekly activity chart, organizing each day into columns with one-hour increments. Track your activities for a week, such as cleaning up from 7 to 8 a.m. This serves as your activity baseline. Assign a P next to pleasurable activities, like dining out, and an M next to mastery, activities focused on self-care or caregiving. Rate each activity from 1 to 10 based on the sense of accomplishment it brings. Often, individuals experiencing depression find their lives out of balance. They struggle to derive pleasure from pleasurable activities, P, and may overlook the effort they put into mastery activities, M. Note the level of achievement for each activity and schedule more for the following week, committing to their completion. Each week, add 7 activities to your planned schedule, anticipating the achievement rating for each one. Upon completing the activity, rate your actual achievement level. You may find that you derive a higher sense of accomplishment than anticipated. Although depressed individuals may resist trying new things, this activity monitoring plan illustrates the benefits of being active. Anger. Begin by mastering relaxation techniques to control anger. Construct an anger hierarchy, listing situations that provoke anger, aiming for 25 to 30 instances. On another sheet, delineate situations that elicit the least anger provoking at the top and the most anger at the bottom. Rank the items on the list from least to most anger provoking. Once completed, devise at least 2 coping thoughts for each situation. These thoughts should counteract trigger thoughts, the instantaneous thoughts that arise with each situation. For instance, if trigger thoughts involve broken rules, coping thoughts might include avoid shoals as they only upset me and recognize that differences in needs exist and neither party is entirely right or wrong. Alternatively, focus on self-directed coping thoughts like getting upset won't aid the situation. Anger management visualization exercise. Begin by spending 10 minutes practicing relaxation techniques to induce a state of calmness. It involves the following steps. 1. Visualize the first item on your anger hierarchy list, starting with the least anger-provoking situation. 2. Allow yourself to feel the anger building up while maintaining deep breathing. 3. Implement coping thoughts to counteract the rising anger. Repeat each coping line and visualize the scene for approximately 1 minute. 4. Rate your anger level on a scale of 0 to 10 for each scenario. 5. Progress to the next situation once your anger diminishes. If your anger level remains at 2 or higher, Continue with the scene until it subsides. 6. Utilize cue controlled relaxation to release tension from your body during the visualization process. Repeat this visualization exercise daily to significantly reduce anger associated with 1 to 3 items on your list each day. By effectively managing anger in this simulated environment, you can enhance your ability to control it in real-life situations. Achieve freedom with cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. Becoming the master of your thoughts empowers you to control your emotions and break free from various cognitive distortions. CBT offers effective strategies for managing panic disorder, perfectionism, obsessive thinking, guilt, shame, and phobias. Additionally, it can enhance self-esteem and eliminate detrimental habits. CBT requires a commitment to restructuring your thinking, which demands time and effort. It involves targeting thoughts, journaling, and diligently practicing exercises. Make a firm commitment to invest in these practices, perhaps formalizing it with a signed contract witnessed by a friend. Once you set on your CBT journey, persevere and avoid giving up. Believe in your ability to make substantial progress in correcting distorted thoughts and perceptions. Remember the words of Dr. Albert Schweitzer. We doctors do nothing. We only help and encourage the doctor within. Key points. 1. CBT helps individuals master thoughts, manage emotions, and reduce anxiety and depression. 2. It provides tools to restructure automatic thoughts and promote healthier mental processes. 3. Thought journals identify and challenge distorted thinking patterns for better emotional well-being. 4. CBT teaches coping strategies to promote balanced perspectives and emotional resilience. 5. Activity scheduling manages depression by engaging in pleasurable and mastery activities. 6. Visualization exercises aid anger management by reducing anger and enhancing control. 7. Commitment to CBT promotes personal growth and improved mental health through thought restructuring.